Professor Dugin, thank you for doing this interview. Welcome. And let me start with this. How do you view the US proposal for ending the war in Ukraine? And what do you see as the most likely scenario in the coming months?
So, thank you for inviting me. I think that the plan that Trump has suggested, it is a pure humiliation for Ukraine and for European Union, because it is a kind of surrender, a kind of surrender of Ukraine and accepting the main claims of Russian position. But at the same time, so we see Trump is realist. He has very realistic approach to the conflict, and he obviously tries to end it, to put the end to the war in Ukraine. And he has suggested a kind of realistic plan. It could not satisfy Ukraine. It could not satisfy European Union because of the pure and clear humiliation of them. It is surrender. But at the same time, it is not too well accepted by Russia, because we need something more than just recognition of Crimea, of Donbas, and other regions already controlled by us. We need to put the end to the Nazi regime in Ukraine and demilitarization, total demilitarization of the Ukraine, and we are ready to fight for this end. So we are not too much happy with Trump's plan. So everybody is unhappy except Trump himself. So I think that the plan will not be accepted by Ukrainian side and by European Union. They will sabotage it, and I think that the war in Ukraine will continue, and in the next month, in coming months, I think that the victory of Russia will be much more evident and much more clear and transparent to everybody.
In the West, Ukraine is seen as a sovereign state under attack. In your intellectual framework, what does Ukraine represent?
The sovereignty doesn't mean much already during last 100 years. I don't seriously consider the Ukrainian sovereignty as something serious. It is not something serious. Ukraine could belong either to us or to the West. That is what it's all about. It is not about sovereign state. There are no more sovereign state as there was the case in the Westphalian world 100 years ago. So that was sovereignty. It is just formality that doesn't correspond to any real geopolitical content. So I think that Ukraine now is torn apart between us and the West. We are sovereign, the West is sovereign, and Ukraine is just the territory where two sovereignties confront each other.
What does it mean? And, you know, I'm trying to understand why Kyiv is so important to you. It has to do with history. It has to do with geopolitics. Why?
Ukraine is the part of our geopolitical sphere of influence. It is the part of our Christian Orthodox, Russian Christian Orthodox civilization, and it should be either neutral or friendly. It could not be hostile. The West has turned Ukraine into the anti-Russia in a kind of the territory of the hatred to Russia. We could not tolerate that, and Ukraine could exist either as neutral or as friendly. It could not exist as something hostile, and it will not exist like that.